WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, where common sense meets real-world wellness. We're grateful to be celebrating over 8 years on the air, and we want to start today by saying thank you. Thank you to our listeners who tune in each week, and especially to those who've trusted us with something personal and important, your health. For 8 years, our mission, my mission, has been simple: to cut through the noise, ask better questions, and bring you practical, evidence-informed conversations that help you live stronger, healthier lives. Vital Health Radio is proudly sponsored by Nutrition World, Chattanooga's locally owned nutrition store, serving this community for over four decades, actually 47 years. I am Ed Jones, along with my great partner, Clint Powell. And you are listening to Vital Health Radio. And good morning, Clint Powell.
Good morning. You started Nutrition World when I was 11.
What's that? Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What year did you start it?
79.
Yeah, I was 11.
Wow.
I was 11 years old.
I meant to mention that you are the PhD of Waffle House, but you also are working on your master's degree of banana bread that he purchases at Nutrition World. And every week we have a meeting, maybe two or three meetings. Mm-hmm. He's always eating the banana bread. So that's
I pick up the El Jefe coffee that's organic. Yes. I drink that in the morning.
Yes, you do.
And I will say again, because we're on, I think Lenny's got you on tape, I hope she got you when you try to read your insults to me. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. He picks up his card to go, and also Clint's car is broke down and he's fat.
That was last week.
He puts his card back down, and I'm like,
I actually was winging the insult this
week. Oh, were you really?
Yes, I didn't have it on my card.
I got to be honest with you, I'm super proud of you. You know what? Never mind. Way to go, Ed.
All right. I have got a great show lined up. You and we as partners have a great show lined up. We are going to talk to James at BrainWorks. It's an interesting neurofeedback that is super easy to do. He's located next to Nutrition World, and just a outstanding, helpful therapy for those who it's appropriate for. And I always go back to risk against benefit. Zero risk, possible great benefit. I love those kind of systems. And secondly, my daughter is going to speak, and I'm speaking certainly from my heart as far as club foot and the disastrous physician in this town who could have caused a lifelong crippled person, and only because my daughter is such a deep diving detective did that not happen. And I want to inform
others. Social media, if I'm not mistaken, on that too. It's a kind of a testament to some of the positives.
Yes.
And all the negative we hear about social media, how she just put something out there and got all kinds of help.
Yep. And we're also going to want to talk about some of the risk involved in colonoscopies, but all how to protect yourself if you're going to do that. And a study on why I am now limiting my incense use. I don't use much. Do you use incense at all, Clint Powell?
No, I use candles.
Okay. Well, I am kind of guru attracted, so I love incense because that kind of goes along with all that.
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to talk about that. And I am fasting. And y'all want to tell you what I'm fasting from. I don't
Ed.
But yes, Clint.
If you were to fast, I'm not saying you are, but if you were to fast, what would you be fasting from?
You know, it's kind of hit me that if I were going to start fasting on February 1st to March 1st, I'm going to fast completely off of news, the media news. Mm. I found that I was way, way addicted to that. How do I know I'm addicted? Because of the crash that happens when I don't have it. That showed me within 24 hours. Secondly, the thing that I did not see coming that I am fasting was because I have spoken, preached, praised, and almost given away Aura rings because they monitor so many components of the body, the sleep, the REM, the deep, the oxygen, the heart rate. It predicted all six of my COVID cases, told me when I was well, heart rate variability, which is extremely important for cardiovascular management. And mine broke about the 1st of February, and I went into panic mode. And I said, I'm driving to Best Buy's by the end of the day. And then I said to myself, these are not supporting me. What they are is crutches. And I have gone through withdrawal for the past 2 weeks plus with no news and also no Aura ring. So what I determined with Aura ring was I was looking for more certainties in my life. I needed something to tell me that I'm okay. I don't want to grow old that way because that's going to grow into more need for more certainties. I want to honor my intuition and the wisdom of 68 years to come to my own conclusion. I will get the Aura ring back, but it will never go back into the addictive looping thought cycle that I had previously had for 4 years. So there's my speech on my crutches.
I quit wearing my Whoop about a week or two ago, 10 days ago. I'm done with it too.
Well, there's a time and place, but I don't want it anymore. Nope. And you know, it's really odd because now in the morning, I think I slept well. And you know what? I do pretty well thinking I slept well.
I don't, and this is something I've come to the conclusion of. I don't know what choice I have. So I want to do the best I can to get sleep. I want to have a routine. I know how to do it. I just don't follow my own rules sometimes, right? So I know how to get better sleep. So if it works, great. If it doesn't work, which it's not going to always work, I don't know what option I have the next day. So if I get up the next day and I look at my Whoop and I go, oh, I didn't sleep well, does that give me an excuse not to function that day?
Mm-hmm.
No. I still have to go do the do. So it was really, I love the data and it made me feel good and I still love tracking. I can still track my steps and my workouts, that kind of stuff. It's still, I have something on my phone that helps me with that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. To a certain degree. But it also, I started asking myself, at what point am I looking at that? And then if I feel bad, it does nothing. I still have to go to the appointment. Still have to meet the demands of the day.
It gets into my looping thought of a fear-based thought.
And as soon as you don't feel good that day, as soon as something goes on, as soon as I have brain fog, I go, oh, I knew it.
Yep.
I knew a self-fulfilling prophecy. I didn't sleep last night. I only had 32%.
Now, the positive for me is also, if I'm not going to do anything about anything, I don't want to know. But I do take action and execute. So if I've seen three nights where I really have numbers, concerning numbers, I will actually try to get a nap during the day, or I will try to go in later. I never do that. But I can pick little periods of time where I can try to recoup something. And I won't do that without that ring.
The thing I do miss is the variable heart rate for some reason. I don't know. I do not know why. Mm-hmm. That is something I always had a goal to get in the higher because I knew that's a track, you know, healthy. And I love the pulse rate. But again, I can do all that, right? I can track it on my little app right here.
But I am losing some info. But I, you know what? I want info. I don't want a crutch. And so I'm going to get back to info and I'm not going to let it be a crutch. And heart rate variability is an interesting number. I've been reading more about that. What it is, if you would think that your heart rate should go bump, 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 bump. No, that's unhealthy. Your heart rate needs to adapt to its environment, not every minute, but every millisecond. So if it senses anything that it needs to speed or slow down, it needs to go bump, 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 bump. That is healthy heart rate.
And so the number it was given, if I'm not mistaken, is this space in between the beats. Is that not correct?
It's giving the algorithm of how much flexibility did that heartbeat have or how little flexibility?
And I've talked to people. I don't know what yours was in. What was yours normally average? What was your...
Not good.
Well, what's not good? Because I'm going to make your
the older
good look good.
That you get, it is lessened.
What is yours?
20.
Mine's between 15 and 25.
Okay.
So some nights I would hit 30 or 40 and I'd be like, I probably should be like a fitness coach. This is unbelievable. And then I read others and they're like, oh, mine got down to 70 last night. I'm like, 70?
Yes.
Now I feel like I should lay down and just report to the nearest funeral home.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell?
Well, a lot of that is age connected to. Like Adam, who used to come in, used to work for me. Gosh, he was complaining because his was 50, but he's also was 30.
Yeah.
The thing there's a really good article that it has a lot to do also, not only with fitness, not only with rest, but it has to do with kind of the hum of your emotional happiness. And if you're really collecting a lot of emotions that are negative and you're storing them, I think the heart is a storage place.
I'm storing them. Yeah.
And I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're bubbling over.
Yeah. Between my heart and my belly, there's all kinds of stuff getting stored. Yeah.
All right. We got a lot of great lectures coming up. I'm going to announce right here. Tuesday, March 3rd, Sell Salt, spelled C-E-L-L. I've followed and used Sell Salts out of 47-year career. 47 years I've followed Sell Salts. What are Sell Salts? They're such interesting compounds. There's 12 of them. And if you go to the cremation place and you get ashes, they're basically, there's 12 different minerals that are found in cremation of the human body, and they are called Sell Salts. And when you manipulate one or another in a kind of a science way, you can change the way your body functions very quickly, very quickly. And there's going to be a class. It's a it's cost $75, but it's a many hours of teaching of how to be an expert on Sell Salts. Completely harmless, no risk, potential benefit. That is the equation that I love. March 12th on Thursday is the Foundations of Canine Health. And this will be a wonderful lecture. Stacy, who is, if anyone knows Stacy at Nutrition World, they know what an expert and passion her life revolves from the moment she gets up to the moment she goes to bed is how to take care of animals, how to learn more about their health and nutrition. And also we love having Dr. Smith from Chai. We have her on every 3 months. She's also the same passion for that. Now, Michelle Rigling was one of our counselors over at the wellness, and she ended up moving based on she just needed to do all Zoom instead of seeing patients. Mm-hmm. But she, I consider her probably the local expert on medicinal and psychedelic mushrooms. And she's going to be having a 6-hour, I'm not sure if that's split up or if it's all in one whole day. I think it'll probably be at one whole day, but it's going to be March 28th on a Saturday. It's called a Mushroom Summit. If you want to get the deep dive into mushrooms, and of course we're going to announce also a free little hour or two thing at Nutrition World a little bit later in the show, but Michelle Rigling is a $95 charge, and you're going to be 6 hours. So please look at nutritionw.com under events and sign up on any of these. The next one is, if you're looking for having a baby and your fertility is not working, how about, are you?
I'm not. I'm out.
You're fertile?
I'm too old. My window's closed.
Oh, window. Yeah. Okay. I think the world is a better place for that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
But let's go back to Optimize Your Fertility lecture is April 1st, a Wednesday, with Katie Poole. We've had Katie Poole on here 2 or 3 times. Her devotion to more of an integrative approach to how do I help people have their dream come true, which is to be more fertile. Because some people are having, I think there's more people having struggles today than it's ever been, basically the toxic world. And when you start taking in forever chemicals that are lowering hormones, you're going to create disaster and also toxins within that. We got 2 more. Brain training for effective reading intervention by Learning RX. We've had Michelle on here many times. April 9th is a Thursday. I struggled with reading most of my life. I have finally gotten really good by going to see Dr. Troy White and getting me a pair of neural lenses, and also using some of the tips that Learning RX has as far as, you know, how do you become a more effective reader? I don't know how my eyes seemingly always used to have ADD, even if my body didn't. They danced around the pages. Does yours do that?
No, I like to read.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. So you can sit and read 10 pages.
Oh, I can sit. Yeah, I used to read books. I used to read a book a month or a couple books a month, a long time. I'm getting, actually, we talked about that as a habit. I'm getting back into that and sitting down and reading for 30 Wonderful. Minutes, 2 or 3 times a week. Yeah.
Well, since I've been off of the news and my aura, I have to do something when I'm sitting on the pot in the morning and when I'm drinking coffee and when I'm at a, you know, anytime there's dead spots.
You could have just said, yeah, whenever I have free time.
Yeah, I could have said that, but I knew I wanted to get a comment out of Clint Powell.
Alternate ways to say poop on the, you could have just said, hey, whenever I have downtime, I'm learning to read. Next thing.
But and you could have kept your pie hole closed.
I could have. And look, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know he is a learner because he did never use the word pie hole until he met me. I take full credit for that one.
Last thing is meet and greet with the Miracle Man, Jeff Nursey. You know who that is, Clint?
Absolutely not.
That's the guy who makes these bracelets that I'm wearing right now for pain and discomfort. Oh, you got one little bands. Yep. Ah, oh, you don't even know the man who makes them, but he is saving your hide and helping us feel better. It's going to be April 27th on Monday. Come in and just meet and greet this guy. Pretty cool. And I'm one of those people who are not one of those people. Prove it to me first. I'm the opposite. I want to prove it that it doesn't work. And then if it doesn't work, I throw it away. So I go into everything with open arms and a yes.
Almost. I'm going to just make a bunch of stuff and sell it to you.
You could, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with 9 widgets. Ed, buy these for me at a really high rate, and you tell me if they don't work. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for spending your part of this day with you, and we got a lot more coming up. This is Vital Health Radio, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at NoogaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, you and your family will live healthier, more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones, my co-host Clint Powell, and we also have Katie Coleman here, my daughter, and we're going to talk about something that's kind of near and dear, which is club foot. You know, I told somebody the other day, if I bought a purple car, before I bought it, I would say there's no purple cars. But once you bought one, you're going to start seeing these purple cars. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with her son, who was born how many months ago?
So he was born in September, so he's 5 months old.
5 months old, and nothing on the scan before that, and found out he had one club foot. Well, life will throw challenges in everyone who's breathing and walking on this earth, and that is just part of living. But it didn't seem that complex at first, but it is a journey. And I want anyone who has a family member or had something recently, they were told your child will have club foot when they're born or soon after. We learned, and she especially learned through errors and mistakes, not on her part, but Chattanooga is not the place that you need to get treated. The physician here in Chattanooga is not skilled enough. He simply isn't. And I call people out, as I did in COVID when I called Coward of the Week for all of the different practitioners and or pharmacies who were promoting a very toxic language of COVID. And I just simply have the right to do that because I'm not licensed and no one can take my license away except my driver's license. So you can't do anything to me. So I'm not going to mention the doc's name. All I'm telling you is if you have a clubfoot relative that just got born, you go out of town. So I'm going to tell Katie what she learned and how she learned it and what advice she would give you if you just found out your son or daughter had a club foot.
Yeah, thank you. So most people find out that their child's going to have a club foot or two club feet actually when they're in utero. So a lot of moms can go on and kind of get a game plan before the baby comes out. That wasn't the case, though, with us. He came out and we were surprised he had a club foot. So we kind of had to begin the journey of what are we going to do right after we met him. So, of course, we wanted to stay local to Chattanooga. So we searched and saw that there was only one doctor, one place in town that treated clubfoot. And while there are a lot of orthopedic surgeons in town, they don't specialize in clubfoot except for this one doctor. So, you know, I choose to try to focus on what's positive here, but it has been a very challenging experience. We go weekly for casting, which means that they've essentially taken my son's foot that was turned very inward at birth, and every week they put a cast on it, and that cast turns the foot gradually outward, and it's done very strategically at the right angle. And so he has had a cast on his left foot since he was 3 weeks old, and every week we go in and they change the cast a little bit more to be the correct position. Once they get it into the correct position, then they have to do a little tendon heel clip where they go in and they actually clip the Achilles tendon. So we did all that here. After the Achilles tendon clip, then he moves into a brace. And these braces are honestly very barbaric, archaic looking old school braces called boots and bars. And we had a terrible experience. He's a happy, happy, I mean, one of the happiest babies that I've ever seen. And he was in severe pain with this boots and brace, severe. And this was back in middle of December. And I just trusted the system. I trusted the doctor. I trusted what we were doing because I didn't know any different. And after about day five of my husband and I alternating, holding him all night long because it was the only way he would not cry. And it was like that type of cry, like his body was like in so much pain. It was getting like weak. It was just horrific. We alternated 5 days nonstop holding him till finally my husband took our older kids out to the park. And then I was alone with the baby and I thought, this is not right. Like my whole intuition kicked in. I'm like, no, this something is not right here. So that's what kind of got me on this deep dive into a Facebook group, and it's Clubfoot Mamas in the U.S. And I highly, highly suggest that you go onto the Clubfoot group. It has like 29,000 people within the group. This was a life-saving group. I went on there. I wrote my experience of, here's what my son's foot looks like. Is this correct in the brace? Here's what the braces look like. Here's when he had his tendon clip surgery. And basically the whole progress. I wrote everything. I had about 50 responses within about 13 to 14 minutes. Your son's foot is not ready for a brace. Your son's foot has not even been corrected enough yet. The brace is not fitting right. Those are old braces. That's not the up-to-date bracing method. Take those off immediately. find another person. This is not good. So I knew, my intuition had kicked in, but then that was more verification. So I took that brace off, and it never has gone and never will go back onto my son's foot. Just absolutely not.
And if you had continued believing the system, mm-hmm. he probably would not ever walk normally.
Yes. Or have chronic pain, honestly, and which is so sad pain. To think yes. about. Yeah.
And so, of course, and I go back to saying there's so many people who, oh, I don't want to be on social media. Oh, it's so negative. There are miracles within the social media mm-hmm. complex. And one of those is signing up on groups where you have special needs. And you can tell the people yep. who know things from experience and people who don't.
Absolutely. One thing I want to say, and then mm-hmm. I want to hear the rest of the journey, because I know it has a happy You're getting ready to get it to does. The happy yeah. part.
As of yesterday.
Yeah. yeah. Well, but yeah. My take on this, you feel free to correct me. What was being done was probably what all the, was standard and top of the line treatment 20 years ago, 30
well,
years ago,
kind of,
or not.
Kind of,
because it seems
no.
barbaric.
No.
Because those braces are the kind we remember from Forrest Gump running, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
Well, and a lot of doctors still use them. So oh, okay. I will say they use that system of braces, but they use a lighter brace. They use smaller
and
feet.
And a different timing,
and
maybe?
A different, they wait till the foot's fully corrected okay. to go into them. So that's a good question. Yeah. So what's wrong is when the baby's screaming and going into them, it's because their foot's actually not made to fit in them yet. Maybe the tendon clip surgery didn't work. Maybe it's still turned outward. So when you're forcing it into that brace, it's literally hurting them. Gotcha. Is essentially,
and when yeah. she did find the expert who she will talk about, it was very clear very quickly that the foot was turned completely wrong mm-hmm. in the cast. It would have created
really
permanent yes. damage. Yep. Completely wrong.
Yes,
did you find this doctor
wrong.
Off that group, or did you do your own research?
I did. I found it off the group. So what okay. happened was all these moms said, "Mamas, help this mom. This is a desperate situation." So they all said, "Where are you located? What town are you in? Let's all help her find the expert that's closest to her." Everybody wrote back unanimously, Dr. Dana O. It's Ola Weschke. It's a long name, but they call her Dr. Dana O. in Atlanta at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta at Scottish Rite. So if you are anywhere within a proximity and you have someone affected by clubfoot or born with clubfoot, she has been, from the moment we met her, kind, understanding, I mean, empathy, professional. She looked at his foot and was like, "We're probably going to have to do the surgery again." And she does the surgery by putting him actually under anesthesia. The doctor here did not. It was the worst pain I've ever seen any of my three children in, which seeing a baby
so
that
he
upset.
He clipped his Achilles with nothing.
With nothing. He turned. Ugh. He basically was turning purple and not breathing mm-hmm. for about 30 minutes from okay. the screaming. And then this doctor in Atlanta said she would never do that. She feels like it causes harm to the child, like bad harm. So she said, and when she gets ready to retire, she will do clubfoot for the rest of her living days as long as she's good at it, because it's that life-changing and that's her passion in life.
And last thing is, when she did the surgery yesterday, mm-hmm. or as when you listen to this, it'd be 4 days ago, when she had to do what differently?
She actually had to go in at a different incision site because it wasn't done properly. So yes. she had to go, she said, "I'm going to go into the same incision site and just correct and go a little bit deeper and make sure we get this release of the heel," essentially. She said, "I actually had to go on a different incision site. It wasn't even in the right one." So literally, and then she had to go up in the calf and release something even further. So there, it was a whole slew of stuff. The positive is that it is corrected. And now we're going to keep this cast on for 3 weeks, which is the standard of care. And then he'll move into a brace. And the last thing I was told here by the doctor, there was only a boots and bar brace, which means 2 feet bound in between with a metal bar. She offers a single leg brace. So we're not going to have anything bound in between. So my son will be able to move his leg freely for 3 months. He'll wear that and then go into it overnight, and he'll wear that till he's five.
What a yeah. story. And even if I wasn't connected, what a story.
So my question is, as they start to learn to walk mm-hmm. with the brace on, is that still a, I mean, is that going to be doable?
No,
I don't know.
It
how
is
that,
doable. Okay. Yeah. So what's cool
I don't know what questions I can ask yeah. or not, because I don't want to ask the wrong
no,
one.
No, it's yeah. fine. So he's just 5 months old now. So he'll wear it 24/7 for 3 months.
Right.
So he'll probably be crawling around in the
yeah.
brace. And then as he goes to pull up, that's when it goes to nighttime wear. So so it won't affect his walking.
And
yeah.
I'm assuming there's going to be check-ins and all
yep,
that good
stuff.
There'll
be check-ins probably every other month for the first few months. And then as they get older, there's very few check-ins.
And I know you got more maybe, but with the prognosis, is it like, after the five or so, whatever it is it you're deemed good?
Oh, yeah. About 98% success rate after 5 years.
Wow.
Which is super
occasionally
cool.
You have to go back into another cast or brace. to reform it again.
Well, you know what?
But normally, if that's because if the parent didn't get him to wear it every night.
Yes.
If we really adhere to getting him to wear
which
it.
Which I have a feeling you will.
We will. Well, yeah, we absolutely will.
I grew up with a lady. Her name was Miss Swartz. She's passed away now. One of my sweetest ladies in the world. She was an older lady at our church, and she had bad club foot. Mm-hmm. She had one foot that was like turned almost completely 90, and the other one's a little.
Wow.
So she was in the braces. But she didn't walk with it. She walked with a horrible swaying limb.
Wow.
But the Swede never complained. And I never heard the lady complain.
Yeah,
not one time. But I remember as I was getting older, I would ask her what had. She goes, when I grew up, because I think she was born in the early 1900s, she goes, they had nothing like they had.
So I will say my husband's grandpa, he was born 107 years ago, and he had two club feet, and he lived in Germany, and they broke his ankles at 5 years old, and they put him down into steel boots. And then made him keep the steel boots on for weeks and walk. He walked in the snow. He farmed, had to be outside. And he lived up until his 90s and it was just fine. Yeah.
Apparently had to go out of the city or out of the country to get it fixed because she couldn't. She said they didn't have the ability to.
Really?
And he was fine after that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, if he had pain, you didn't complain about pain
right
then.
Yeah.
No. Like
yeah,
I said,
exactly.
Ms. Swartz in the 80s never complained.
Yeah. Right.
90s, she never complained over
right
it.
So we
all right,
know.
Move on. That's, you know, again, beautiful ending of story that could have been disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
I still find myself, because we're wired into it from birth, to trust the system, the medical system. And I'm not a fan of tribal loyalty. People ask me about me flying airplanes. I said, I will not fly with 80% of pilots. I know that it's not, everybody doesn't do it the right way. And it's the same in medicine. The thing is, in medicine, they can hide it. With pilots, you crash, so you don't hide
it. This is also a testament to the medicine, because it was the medical world that fixed the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so absolutely.
That's my thing. That's the weird thing about medicine.
Yeah.
You can hide inside that it's trustworthy until you start thinking out of the box, and it's actually the medicine that fixed the problem, the medical world that fixed the problem.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But especially few, when it's a good one.
Yeah.
There are a few people, though, that will call out somebody.
Yeah,
I'm calling them out. So going part two of this is totally different. You know, if you listen to Vital Health or you come to Nutrition World, my reverence for the history and magic of mushrooms for healing, immune system, colds, flu, anti-aging. If you do them right, they're truly revolutionary. Well, we have a gentleman named Tom Dedant. Does it sound right? Tom
I think Dedant. So.
I've known this guy for 30 years. I consider him one of the leading experts in the world on holistic nutritional medicine. And Katie, tell people that they can come and have a once in a lifetime meet him and greet him and ask a question to him at Nutrition World.
Yes. So next Tuesday, February 17th from 2:30 to 3:30, he's actually going to be set up in Nutrition World. Right as you walk in, we're going to have a table and an area for him to do a meet and greet. You can ask him anything about mushrooms. You can ask him anything about a current immune system situation you have. Maybe you're wondering how to incorporate mushrooms on a day-to-day basis, which mushroom is right for you. I mean, he is the mushroom expert. So medicinal mushroom expert, Tom Dedant, next Tuesday, February 17th at 2:30. And you don't have to sign up. Just come up and meet him.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in. All right.
Thank you.
As always, straight talk on health. No fluff. Keep on listening and stay tuned.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, and we're always glad you are with us, especially after 8 years celebrated last week's show. Today we have, and of course you know if you've listened to the show any at all, one of the real tenets that I believe in is trying to empower the people of Chattanooga and even outside Chattanooga. Number one is information to help you to know and be wise about choices for your health. And your health is very similar to your finances. You don't wait until you're 60 to start retirement money and funds. You do that as early as you can have wisdom to do that and discipline. But sometimes we need a team approach. And not sometimes, most of the time. We need people along the way that when we stumble, we have roadblocks, we have issues, and we've all been trained that the traditional medical model is the go-to. Well, sometimes they are, but many times they are not. They have a limited toolbox. So one of the new practitioners at Nutrition World at the Wellness is James with BrainWorks. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. We're happy to have you in Nutrition World and the new one of the 17 practitioners. So,
BrainWorks. By the way, real quick, before you ask, what role do I play on your team? What role do I fit on your team?
He's the coach. He's the...
I'm just in general. Am I the before pitcher of the health journey? Like, this is what
you're talking about health.
Yeah,
you
the are, health journey.
You
I'm
are
the before pitcher.
You're the young one who hasn't... The light has not gone off yet.
Yeah.
And he talks about it but doesn't execute.
Yeah. Now the bar is so low, you're going to do great, dude. Now we know where you're going to do wonderful. Yeah.
So we have a new type of therapy available to Chattanooga that you've been doing for some time, but you just moved into our complex. And it, again, it's called BrainWorks. Give us the second grade level of what that means and what it does.
Well, it's neurofeedback, but it's a different type of neurofeedback. It's called LENS neurofeedback, low energy network system. So it works on a different principle than traditional neurofeedback. what I like about it is, just as the company says, I'm helping more people faster because of the way that it works. Now, with traditional neurofeedback, you have about 40 to 60 sessions before you start seeing a lot of meaningful change. And one of the really nice things about Lens is that you can come 5, 10, 15 times and just see some major changes.
Now, what does the word neurofeedback actually mean? Like, we've all heard it for decades.
Right. Neurofeedback is just being able to use a device that monitors your brain waves and then mirrors it back to the brain.
For learning or changing patterns.
Correct. For learning or changing patterns.
Okay.
And that is also traditional neurofeedback. What Lens does, it actually disrupts. So neurofeedback is an entrainment system that trains the brain. It's like holding up a mirror. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting dressed and you're just kind of, you know, doing your thing and, you know, saying, oh, this looks nice, that looks nice. But it's your brain changing to what it sees, because the brain will regulate itself if given the chance, just like the body will heal itself if given the chance, right? But so will the brain. And a lot of people, well, now I'm going to get off topic here a little bit, but a lot of people don't even take into context that when they have problems with their body, they're not really taking their brain into perspective as well.
I agree with that 100%. And many practitioners kind of separate the brain from the body or the body from the brain.
Yes.
And it is so interconnected with my 47 years of observations.
You had mentioned that people can see some results or different faster.
Yes.
Give me, first of all, when people come to you, what are they looking to do? Like, are there tangible things like, I want to get better at this, or I want to disrupt this thought pattern, or I want to change this habit or this mindset? I don't know exactly, like, when people come to you, what's the purpose? What are they looking to do? And then is there an example or two of what someone could see quicker? Like, give me an example of what that looks like.
Yeah, I can give personal examples, and I can give, examples for my clients as well. And I do ask them to look at it that way. You know, I don't want them to think, you know, I just haven't been able to get out of bed. I haven't been able to, you know, I've had this brain fog and I can't do this and I can't do that. I ask them to visualize it in a positive way. If you were at optimal levels, what do you think you would be doing? So that, again, is a brain training type of exercise to get them to change their mindset.
And this is not counseling. You actually have them hooked up to electrodes, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. I have them hooked up to, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a doctor, I'm just a neurofeedback provider. Mm-hmm. But I do put electrodes on their heads and I do image the brain waves. And then what I do, instead of traditional neurofeedback, where I put out an auditory or visual signal for them, for their brain to catch those signals to start changing its behavior, I'm able actually to send in a small electromagnetic pulse that disrupts the pattern, and then the brain chooses what patterns it wants to do.
I love that. I love that theory.
And go back to that question I'd asked, because I'd like to hear some of the how you handle that. Yeah.
Well, I hate to admit this, and I probably shouldn't do this on the radio, but
nobody's listening anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. You're good. My kids over there, they used to drive around with me with a swear jar.
Uh-huh.
And in traffic, when we were living in Atlanta, I was pretty colorful.
Well, she's wearing a Rolex, so that's good for her. She must have got some money from it.
When the neurofeedback kicked in, they were very sad.
Yeah.
Oh, so you actually used it personally for a pattern of swearing.
Well, I didn't use it for that purpose, but that's what I noticed.
Ah, okay.
I was using it for PTSD, actually. Mm-hmm. You notice these things. So when the brain is healthier, it's just like when you're working out. Mm-hmm. It's not that you were just saying, well, I want to be able to run faster, you know, if you're heavy lifting, right? Mm-hmm. You're just heavy lifting, but all of a sudden you're jogging, you're running, you're feeling that everything else that when you get up is so effortless, right?
Other unintended or intended consequences. Either way, the support stuff feels better too.
Exactly.
Because you focused on this thing over here.
Kind of like me, because I'm so super fit, and kind of like Clint, who's not. He doesn't go
even
to
though
gym.
Even though when he did say when you list heavy weights, he pointed to me directly. I'll just go ahead and say
he
that.
Did. Oh, he did, gestured.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If not, we'll artificially insert one.
I know. I'm
the
weaker one here.
He goes like this and this. No. Yeah, that makes sense.
But you did mention you're fasting for 72 hours. Is that correct?
Right now I'm at 72 hours, yes. And I do fast once a month.
Wow.
So I've lost 110 pounds. That was not the reason why I started fasting. I started fasting to get rid of my diabetes. So, and that's come down quite a bit. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but yeah, that's the main reason for the fasting. But then I lost all this weight and it's just like, and I still have a little bit to go, but.
Yeah, so does Clint. So what are some of the, like, patients, what would be their reasons for coming to you? What's the top five conditions that you would see?
Well, I have everything from, right now I've got some people coming up from Atlanta for sports.
And why would they do sports? What's going on with that? Injuries?
Well, no. Interestingly enough, for better performance.
Ah, okay.
So there's a reason why a lot of, if not all the soccer teams in Europe use neurofeedback on a weekly basis for their players, because what it does is it integrates their mind with their body, from the top down. And, it's not just better hand-eye coordination, it's also better decision-making.
Now, are you asking him questions and then the machine's doing its thing, or there's no questions?
Interesting part about that is with traditional neurofeedback, you have to be quiet. You can't talk, you can't blink. I mean, you have to be super quiet. One of the things about Lens is that you don't have to be quiet at all. You can talk, I don't let them eat, but I have people that come and they're reading a book.
Oh, okay.
So,
how long of a process is it? Does it depend or?
That's a good question. I mean, it depends upon the protocols. I've built a lot of different protocols. Some of them run 4 seconds. Some of them run up to 5 minutes. Traditional neurofeedback is more like 20 minutes on average for a protocol. And I can run 10, 15, 21 protocols if I want.
So the average time?
Less than an hour. Mm.
So they're there an hour when they come, most of your clients?
Basically, yes, but mostly because they like to talk. And it takes time to move the sensors around, and it does involve, some paste and gel that will wash out within seconds with a hot shower.
So when you have no hair like Clint, it's quicker than like with me with my big head
of
hair.
Actually, it's tougher.
Yeah.
It's tougher on a bald guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's because they're so hardened up here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't make me want to cut my hair for that. Okay.
Well, I kind of zoom back a little bit. What got you into this industry? It's a very unique place to land. What got you there?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story there. I refused to take the diagnosis of my kids. When we moved up here, I don't want to label them, so I don't want to say too much, but let's just say they had a very bad break. And I just refused what the diagnosis was for that. I refused to, there's nothing for these type of kids. And I have a real heart for reactive attachment disorder. There's no cure for it. There's nothing out there except for antipsychotic medication. And there's 11 or 12 of those. And once each one stops working, they'll go on to the next one, then they'll go on to the next one. And they hope by that time, they're adults and they'll be, the prison population's problem. But I refused to accept that. It did get to the point where one was institutionalized, and that gave me a break. And a friend of mine told me about neurofeedback, and I was like, no, that's voodoo. That's absolutely voodoo. I'm just like, but I ran upstairs, went to Dr. Google back then, and it was like, wow, there's actual scientific evidence to show that neurofeedback works. But then when I talked to all the experts in neurofeedback, they're just like, oh, no, it's not going to work on that. But I refused to believe in that, too. So I went out and bought a unit and started teaching myself how to do it. And today I can say my kids are free. And they have a normal life. They have a future, which none of these kids have. Mm. None of them. They either, it's known in the industry, they're either going to, by their 20s, they're either in jail or dead. Mm-hmm. They have a shorter lifespan if they can even go further because of the way that their brain works, that they burn energy so much. It's like burning a candle too bright, right? That they will fade out. They, on average, it's like 20 years less life expectancy.
Wow. Now, do they need repeated treatments or you're kind of done?
Well, that I was able to, and I can't say heal because I'm not a doctor. I can't legally say these things, but I was able to get rid of this through the protocols that I was able to develop. And that opened up new things.
Mm-hmm.
So then it became ADHD. So peel back the onion, right? So, and I've been able to control that. So, you know, it's...
It seems to me it's a management thing, too. It's a way to manage. And I will speak, and don't put words in your mouth, of course, because you know your industry and I don't, but it's also a tool. So
yes,
if you fix something, it's not a guarantee that it'll always stay fixed.
Right.
But only
because life happens.
That's right. And right? So you have something now, at least,
right,
that a lot of people may not have. Oh, when that happens again, let's go over to the toolbox and get this thing.
Right.
And if it doesn't happen again, great.
Right.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the best thing about neurofeedback. But even with that, you know, as life happens, they still find that if they haven't had it for a longer period of time, they're still able to manage very well mm-hmm. with what's mm-hmm. going on. And they're surprised by that because they've never had that history before.
Last thing I have, and then I'll let you kind of wrap it up, Ed. But also, you don't have to have something that is very severe ongoing. This is good for just... I'm the guy, I'm struggling, or I may not even be struggling, but I think I could do better in life.
Yes.
I'm going to come research this to live an optimal life.
Absolutely.
And most people need about 6 sessions. Did you say that?
Well, I asked them for 15.
15, that's right.
I monitor them, and if I see progress by 3 or 5 times, I'm just like, hey, what do you want to do?
Perfect.
And that's why I don't sell packages. I don't sell packages because I'm not here to capture you.
Yes. And so what is the cost per...
I charge $125 per session, and that session can run 30 to 50 minutes, but I always allot an hour.
And let's go back real quickly. I would guess smoking.
Right.
Is that one?
Right. Yes.
Eating disorders?
Eating disorders, addictions, all the way to autism.
Anxiety, depressed.
Yes.
All of these patterns that are looping that we can't get out of the cage because we built the cage, but yet we don't have a key. And you can help us to do that.
Right. And the wonderful thing about it is that it works so well with what you do, because it's been shown in research papers that the better the brain is, the better the nutrient absorption. Mm. So the supplements that you sell and the nutrition advice that you have for everyone is perfect because it works together as a partner, right?
I love that.
With the brain.
And you said yesterday in the staff meeting that you can actually treat animals. Dogs.
Yes, absolutely. That's the other fascinating thing about it. There are practices, lensers, we call ourselves lensers, that only do horses. They do dogs and cats. So they only do animals.
Well, that shows there's no placebo if the animal is getting improved.
Exactly.
And there are animals that certainly as they age, especially, can get anxious and depressed and this and that.
Right. So everything from animals to golfers to football players to... You know, autism doesn't cure it. I'm not saying it does. But
managing is different than curing.
We can manage
a lot of things in life.
Yes, and they become more functional. Mm-hmm. And it makes their lives so much easier as well as their loved ones, right? Well,
tell people how they can contact you to make an appointment if they feel the need for that.
Well, they can call me at 762-325-9797.
Mm-hmm. Repeat that one more time if they're looking for a pen right now.
Sure. Sorry. 762.
Okay.
325-9797, mm-hmm. or they can go to my website, which is www.brainworks, one word, BRAINWERX.
ERX,
okay. That's the German word, .us.
Perfect. And you're directly next door to Nutrition World.
Yes, I'm in the wellness corner.
Yes.
Very nice place.
Very beautiful building.
Yes.
And are you Monday through Friday?
I'm thinking about Sunday through Thursday, but yes.
Okay. I like that idea. A lot of people work too much, and Sunday's
a good day
for a lot of people, like myself. I'm usually working on Saturday, and I do the fun stuff on Sunday.
There you go. Okay.
Well, it was great to meet you, and I'm
nice
glad you're
you
part of the
I
team.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
I love that. Well, don't go anywhere, because more Vital Health Radio is coming up.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host Clint Powell. You know, I spoke at the first, I'm going to talk about colonoscopies. And what we have to be concerned with it with that is the bowel prep that's used before a colonoscopy does more than empty your colon. It actually strips protective mucus, wipes out beneficial gut bacteria, and weakens your gut's natural defenses right when they're needed most. And research shows nearly half of the people who experience bloating, abdominal pain, and digestive distress for weeks after this. And it has to do with the microbiome disruption. One is most people don't take really good probiotics, and I think that's important. And if you already have gut inflammation, it can so much aggravate your problems. So what do? We need to do simple choices. It's called split dose prep. Look that up and ask your GI doc to do that. Use carbon dioxide inflation instead of room air. That means when they bloat your belly with the air, we need clean air, not the air that's full of other
bacteria and pathogens, and avoid eating the bad fats. Help and also take the probiotics when you're advised.
You're talking about right afterwards? You're talking about after the fact? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would be doing it up to a week before, and then just to build up the good bacteria, and then wait till the doc says it's okay, then take some probiotics afterwards and do a good variety. I love Ancient Nutrition. That's the one that I do most of the time, or Dr. O'Hara. I do rotate around on that. And so it's, and also the disinfectant that they use for cleaning that equipment. There is one, probably half of the GI docs use one that is quite toxic in the world of what's best and not best. And I, again, we go back to, we don't really know what goes on in those rooms after you get put under. And we have to trust, the system, and we have to end up trusting the person because the system is kind of broken.
Well, the only thing you really control is how you prepare for whatever it is, and then how you what you do right after. That's all you can really do.
Well, you do what you can do, then you have to let go at that point if you have to do something. There are people who are not doing colonoscopies, and there are a lot of people who believe that it saved their life. So there is no exact answers on many of these health questions. So. Kind of like a ending of a prayer. Would you like to close this out,
Clint Powell? What was so good, I was going to do that. I already had it planned in my head and made it awkward. Now, of course, I'm going to close this out. I'm the pro at this.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, sir. Hey, you've been listening to Vital Health Radio. It'll come out on podcast formats around Tuesday or Wednesday, so you can find all of them there at Vital Health Radio Download. We thank you for listening. We thank our sponsor, of course, Nutrition World, and we will be back here next week.
Beautiful. I'm almost in tears. Thank you, Clint Powell.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.